Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everyone. It is Joan Matthews coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And I feel as if I am the lonely voice crying in the wilderness. Folks, we are truly living in the last days. We are living in the end times. When everything our Heavenly Father said would happen is happening. Wars and rumors of wars, volcanoes, earthquakes, murders, lying, thieves. Homosexuality. Adultery, fornication, I mean, the Ten Commandments being broken up in so many different ways. We have the enemy prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking and searching whom he may devour. And folks, just like a lion seeks out whoever, whatever is distracted, a lion stalks. We stalk a herd of cows or a herd of gazelles or a herd of antelope or whatever the animal, the lion is stalking. And the lion will seek out the vulnerable. He will seek to attack anyone that is distracted, anyone that is sick, anyone that is vulnerable, the young, the old, the sick. And folks, this is what Yeshua said to us. Said the devil is as a roaring, prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking and searching whom he may devour. Folks, we need to stay. We need to stay close to Yahushua. We need to stay close to the Lord. We need to trust in him. We need to focus on him in these last days. The enemy is through having division and division amongst family, amongst the church, amongst government, amongst nations. And we cannot allow the enemy to divide and conquer. We cannot allow the enemy to have the upper hand in our lives. We have to, the Bible tells us we have to be sober. We cannot become drunk with the cares of this world. We cannot become drunk with the worries and the troubles and the mayhem that's happening around the world. Listen, every single day, 10 to 20, sometimes to 30 times a day, I get slapped back and forth, left and right, with videos and links and things of that are going around the web, the that people send to me to see, you know, just to show me things that is happening in around the world or what somebody sent to them. We've been slapped left and right with all sort of information. And I do the same thing too. I send stuff around to people. They probably get tired of me too. I try not to send and everything, but folks, some of these things are so real. sometimes I can't even respond to some of these things. I forget because there's so much sometimes, because so much is happening around the world, and everybody wants to make sure that everybody is aware of what's happening. And the devil knows how to keep us busy. He knows how to keep our minds occupied and our minds busy by keeping us occupied with the things of this world and keeping our eyes on the things of the flesh and of the things of this world and of the things that's happening around us, that we are so taken up with so many other things and with seeing all these videos. By the time we're ready, it's that we are so tired, we don't have time to seek the Lord. Folks, there is nothing new under the sun. The thing that was is that which is, and that which is that which shall be. There is nothing new under the sun. Oh, Lord. We are in for a rocky ride. Today I want to talk on vaccination. Vaccination, the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. This vaccine, this COVID vaccine, folks, this COVID vaccine is nothing but a fruit picked right off of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You have in this life, in this world, he's after you. And this is why all of this is happening in the world. But we have a Savior who have already died to take all of this upon himself. We just have to trust him to the end. We just have to put our trust in him. Seek the Lord. Put your trust in him. Do not take the vaccine. You already have the vaccine running through your vein, the blood of Yeshua. God loves us. He loves you very much. Trust in him. Anyways, good night. Love you all.